Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Blazer Banter Season Preview Podcast. I'm Eric Gunderson, the Trailblazers beat writer for the Columbian. At the time of this recording, the Blazers are about to play their final preseason game down in LA against the Clippers. This week, we are going to do an audio companion to our Columbian season preview, which will be in Sunday's sports section, which you can get delivered to you if you subscribe. You can pick it up at a newsstand. You can also check it out at Columbian.com/Blazers when it goes up on Sunday. Our cover story this week is about 20-year-old forward Noah Vonleh. There were a lot of newcomers that came with more recognizable names, but the addition of Vonleh was their most costly because it cost them Nicholas Batum's contract, or at least the final year of it. It wasn't a king's ransom per se, but it was Portland's most valuable trade chip, their most tradable player at the time. And Vonleh was the prize of that trade. So we caught up with Vonleh before the season to see how his adjustment to Portland is going. He only played 25 games in Charlotte, so we are also seeing how he's acclimating to the NBA game. What do we really know about Noah Vonleh? While he was diplomatic about his situation in Charlotte, they tried to make the playoffs. They valued that over his development. They made a midseason trade for Mo Williams to try and make the playoffs, but they ended up really far out of the picture thanks to a lot of injuries. Vonleh usually only saw the floor in blowouts. So here's Vonleh talking about the lack of playing time in Charlotte.
It was hard to get a rhythm in Charlotte because I had a couple of veterans in front of me. Coach was trying to find some playing time for me, but it wasn't there because those guys, they were in training camp. They've been in the league for a while, so they knew they adjusted to the system easier than I did. So.
I think the thing that has stood out for me the most with Noah is his what a willing and attentive worker and learner he is. He really is a hardworking player. He works well with all the coaches. And we're working on everything from inside to outside to offense and defense, ball handling, learning the offense, learning the NBA game. And, you know, right now I don't want to take away last year, but in some ways it's his rookie year because he really didn't get much of an opportunity last year. And so, I think he's his work ethic is probably the thing that stands out the most.
I think I got a pretty good comfort level, picking up everything pretty well, picking up the plays, the defensive schemes, getting a feel for everybody's game. So I think I'm handling everything well. As we go through these preseason games, I'm just going to get better, keep getting better with it, keep getting a better feel for everybody. The hardest part, just coming in with a bunch of new guys, trying to figure each other out. That's the main thing. You just got to be patient. It's a process. And as we keep going, we're going to start to figure guys out.
There you also heard from Blazers head coach Terry Stotts talking about the growth that he's seen in Vonleh. The trade also served as something of a confidence boost for him to get out of that situation where he was behind a lot of veterans. He had a starring role in the Las Vegas Summer League.
Last year, I didn't really get too much playing time. This was definitely a confidence boost again. Getting traded over here to a team where I could got an opportunity to play more minutes. Summer League was really definitely a big confidence booster because I played better in Summer League here in Portland than I did in Charlotte. So that seeing that improvement definitely helped me out a lot. And just coming in here, playing pickup and things like that, getting a groove with the guys, that's really helped me out a lot more too. That was a little bit of the springboard. Just having coming in here with some of the young guys, me, Pat, Tim Frazier, a few other guys, just going out there and competing. I was one of the main guys that they wanted to start, so I was getting more opportunity. I was getting the ball, having plays ran for me. As compared to Charlotte, I'm a rookie. There's veterans in front of me. They're going to shoot all the shots. I just got to find a way to rebound their shots and play off of them.
With a younger group, Vonleh, who is just now 20 years old, understandably feels a little bit more comfortable. It's a young team. The Blazers team leader is Damian Lillard, who's 25. So it's kind of an accessible person for Vonleh, just like most of the locker room is with a very, very young team.
This definitely feels like home. We got a bunch of young guys. some guys that didn't have opportunity in the places they were at before coming over here. Mm-hmm. There's more opportunity here. So everybody just got to stay focused, and they can definitely try to make a name for themselves and help bring the name back for this organization also as we try to rebuild.
We also focused on C.J. McCollum in our season preview and his growth in the last two seasons in Portland. He's coming in as the likely starting shooting guard as well as the backup point guard. There probably aren't going to be many times this season where one of McCollum and All-Star guard Damian Lillard aren't on the court. McCollum is going to shoulder a big offensive load, and this story is going to be about the process that it took for McCollum to get there and his comfort level now with carrying that load and the belief that the Blazers now have in him and how that has empowered CJ.
You know, this has been 2 years in the making, and it didn't happen overnight. He's very confident in his ability and his knowledge of the league and his knowledge of our team and the teammates. It's taken time to get to this point, you know, and he's been, I think the injuries that he's had has set him back, and I think he's got a quiet determination about having some success this year.
I think, you know, when they break down the scouting report on guys in college, they have an idea of what they think a guy will be capable of doing. So they put a plan together and say, maybe this is his ceiling and this is his basement. And then they kind of go from there. But it's your job to continue to work and practice. And when you get a chance in the game, to kind of consistently do whatever it is that you do well and do that on a day-to-day basis. It's whether it's make shots, make passes, you know, defend well, or rebound. And I think you go from there, and as you continue to get more game experience and continue to do the right things in the right moments, maybe it's a playoff game, maybe it's a road game.
For McCollum, belief really has never been the issue.
Well, it's good when people believe in you, but you gotta believe in yourself. You can't depend on others to have faith in you. It's kind of like, you know, being a leader or a leader of a cult. If you're not confident in yourself and you don't carry yourself with a sense of pride and know that you've worked hard and that you deserve the moment, nobody's going to follow you. Nobody's going to believe in you. So you have to give off that aroma. You have to, you know, that sense of I know I'm capable of this because I put in my time over X amount of years and I put in my reps and they've seen me put in my reps. So it's not like I go home to Ohio and I work out and I just tell everybody I worked out. I'm here. So they see it every day. And then they see you get better and they see, you know, how you improve in each area. And then they develop faith in you and trust in you. I think it's a process of working hard, working with the staff, just asking questions, watching film, continuing to break things down. And then you get in game situations, you apply it. And then it shows, okay, he actually listened, he actually worked on this. And then you can see it during the games. And you can see it in practice every day.
There has been a major focus in the preseason on McCollum playing the backup point guard position. He's actually started a couple of games at point guard in the preseason. He's had some pretty good performances as well. And he talked about his evaluation of how he's done, and he still wouldn't characterize his performance, good or bad, by his counting stats.
I think it's good. I think it's good to go through the process. I don't look at the overall result because I know I can score. I know I can get assists because you play the whole game with the ball in your hands, you should be able to get assists. It's more about breaking down each possession, seeing, you know, did I make the right read here? Did I make the right pass there? Defensively, did I help the bigs when there was a drive baseline? Did I sink? Did I make sure I protected the rim? So just breaking down the game that way because you're going to make mistakes. It's more about trying to correct, you know, the things that you can correct and then take care of the ball and just make the right reads in the right place consistently, and that's what you have to do as a point guard and as a player in general.
One thing we didn't get to in that CJ story is his defense. He's going to have to guard a lot of bigger players usually most of the time, but you know there aren't a lot of two guards, especially in the West, that provide a huge threat offensively, so it's one thing that maybe they can get away with having a smaller player like CJ, though CJ does have an above average wingspan for his position, so the defensive end is also going to be a key part of McCollum's season. Moving on, the Blazers have been bit a little bit by the injury bug towards the end of this preseason. Al-Farouq Aminu sat out the last two preseason games with a hamstring injury. Gerald Henderson has barely done anything in practice after a hip debridement procedure. The extent of Henderson's activity so far, at least that I know, have been just 5-on-0 stuff. Which means, you know, just running offense or defense against a ghost team, basically. So you're just running through the concepts that the team uses. Another injury has been highly touted camp invite Cliff Alexander, who's been recovering from a bone bruise in his left knee. Lots of teammates and coaches have talked about how impressive he was and how athletic he is and how explosive he is. He's been recovering from this bone bruise. Terry Stotts says that he doesn't think it's going to affect his chances of making the team. However, Alexander is working his way back from that injury. He reportedly did some soccer-type exercises to kick a ball with that knee to see how it responded to that. He also did some on-the-court activity in shoot-around before their preseason game this past Sunday against the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, I'm feeling fine. Just getting my feet back under me, trying to get my lungs back together. Just feeling real fine. My knee feeling fine. Yeah, just trying to have a little fun with getting my lateral movement going, see how my knee was feeling after that. Yeah, I've been on the court working out. Just got done doing shoot around not too long ago. I want to get back out there and play. I haven't played a game yet. Haven't got a feel of an NBA game yet, so I'm kind of excited to get back out there. They just told me I just need to defend and rebound and run the floor. That's all I need to do. Probably by next week, start back doing contact, get back to contact playing 5-on-5.
Well, as you heard Alexander say, he's hoping to get back next week, which is the first week of the season. The Blazers open the season on October 28th against the New Orleans Pelicans. One thing that you'll notice differently about the Blazers this year is the style of play and the pace. They do not have a go-to post-up threat anymore like they had in Aldridge, and they want to get out and run. And they've had some pretty big halves and played pretty successfully with pace. One of the things, though, that is going to allow them to play with pace is that some of their big men, specifically Mason Plumlee, is going to be able to bring the ball up the court and kind of get the Blazers into their offense a lot quicker than they've gotten into their offense in years past. That pace was on display when they played the Golden State Warriors in the preseason. Obviously, it's the preseason, but they looked comfortable playing at a fast pace. So it would seem that that would carry over into the regular season. But Stotts doesn't want the team to get a little too crazy.
Well, the first half was exceptional because both teams were playing at a fast rate, so I think it kind of fed itself. But when we get stops, I thought we did a better job last night than say in previous years as far as getting the ball and everybody getting out and running. But I want it to be with a purpose. I'm probably as pleased with the tempo, but that we didn't play crazy. I want to push the ball. I want to fill the wings. I want to get the ball off the court, but I don't want to play crazy. And that's a balance. I think you saw Mason bring the ball up a couple times, and the quicker the ball can get up the court, the better. You want to be able to make good decisions, which Mason did a couple times. But the quicker the ball gets from one end to the other, but along with that, you got to have people run with them. I've had very quick point guards who pushed the ball, and the rest of the team wasn't able to keep up. So it really is the responsibility of the whole team.
Well, it looks like right now, if I had to guess, in the point guard battle between Tim Frazier and Phil Pressey, that Tim Frazier would win out and get that roster spot. We detailed that in our last episode, but the Blazers technically have until the day before the season begins, Monday, October 26th, to finalize their regular season rosters, just like every NBA team. If you missed it, go check out the previous episode of the podcast on iTunes. Search Blazer Banter on iTunes to find that podcast if you aren't a subscriber. We also went back to Media Day and touched on what Damian Lillard and some other key figures in the organization said. Neil Olshey spoke that day as well. But yes, the Blazers season starts October 28th against the Pelicans at home. And we'll be back with more editions of the Blazer Banter podcast. So please subscribe. Please give us a review. And farewell.